It was all China and the United States today as stocks eked out a win. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the third day of April. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. Wells Fargo in disarray? Well, that's the report anyway. Amazon is making some changes in their private label products, and for good reason, it looks like. Another day, another data scandal at Facebook. More retail troubles, this time in the world of jewelry. We'll check the numbers from Wall Street, and our guest for the interview is Kate Gabrielson. She's the incoming president for the American Marketing Association Iowa chapter. And yep, we're talking business and marketing. Go figure. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to me? You can do that on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. For the broadcast, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, all eyes are hopeful as the markets cheered what looks like a soon-to-roll-out deal between China and the United States over trade issues. American and Chinese officials are reportedly closing in on a trade deal, having resolved most of the outstanding issues in their protracted trade dispute. Both countries have levied tariffs on billions of dollars worth of each other's goods since last year. According to the Financial Times, Beijing wants Washington to remove existing U.S. duties on Chinese imports, while the Trump administration wants China to agree to enforcement measures that ensure the country sticks to the deal. It is that sticking point that muted the markets a bit, and we'll have all the numbers coming up for you later in the newscast. You know, for months, the public and investors were told that the reason Wells Fargo stayed with CEO Tim Sloan was because he had a steady hand on the company, and investors needed that reassurance. But then, very unexpectedly, and left in that vacuum, is what some are calling a company in disarray. According to insiders, no formal talks with possible successors have begun, and a recruiting firm had yet to be selected. The San Francisco-based bank declined to comment on the process. One tally of supposed candidates lists more than 24 men and women. What is the plan? What is the bank willing to do to move forward? Well, many investors aren't waiting for the answers. Wells Fargo is the worst performer among the biggest U.S. banks since Sloan's departure, dropping by 1.8%, compared with an increase of 3.3% for the KBW Bank Index. It's also posted the industry's smallest gain for the year. For months, Amazon has been growing its stable of private label products, and for good reason. Private label products are created by Amazon or partners of Amazon, and they're sold only on Amazon websites under an exclusive brand name. They benefit Amazon in many different ways. They expand the selection of products on the site, offer better profit margins than selling third-party products. They make supply chain management easier, and they can also help Amazon convince big brands to cut prices to remain competitive. However, in recent weeks, Amazon has significantly scaled down or relocated on-site promotions for its private label products. This all according to multiple Amazon sellers and consultants. The change follows increased regulatory scrutiny of tech giants in recent months, highlighted by Senator Elizabeth Warren's call for breaking up big tech companies like Amazon and Google. Amazon's practice of exclusively promoting its own private label products on the most highly visible parts of its site, well, that's drawn the ire of many sellers and brands in recent years for being unfair and even abusive. Despite Amazon's aggressive promotion of its private label brands, they've seen little success so far. Amazon spokespeople say that its private label products account for approximately 1% of total retail sales. In an extensive report about Amazon's private label business, research firm Marketplace Pulse concluded that only a handful of products, like batteries, have been successful, while the rest have mostly failed. Facebook is back in the news. In what's become a depressingly common refrain for the social network behemoth, Facebook user data has once again been left exposed to the public. According to researchers at security firm UpGuard, the first of two data sets originated from a Mexico-based publisher, Cultura Colectiva, featured over 540 million records, including Facebook IDs, comments, likes, and reactions. The second data set, sourced from a Facebook app called At the Pool, was just a fraction of the size of the Cultura set, but contained more critical information, including plain text Facebook passwords for over 22,000 users. Scariest of all, both data sets were stored in Amazon cloud storage buckets that allowed public downloads. A Facebook spokesperson said that Facebook's policies prohibit storing Facebook information in a public database and went on to say, quote, "Once alerted to the issue, we worked with Amazon to take down the databases. We are committed to working with the developers on our platform to protect people's data," end quote. Okay. More retail troubles as Signet Jewelers, the parent company of Kay, Zales, and Jared Jewelers, say they're going to close 150 stores nationwide as it attempts to turn its business around. Signet said they're recovering from a weak holiday season that forced it to slash its profit outlook. In addition, it's been under pressure as foot traffic at malls has fallen and the industry has increasingly relied on promotions to get sales. Year to date, Signet's shares are down 12.5%. As part of its planned turnaround, Signet has said it's focusing more on products, marketing, and online business. Stocks ended higher today as the market cheered a nearing trade deal between the U.S. and China, although softer measures on payrolls and the service economy kept a lid on the optimism today. The Dow climbed by 39 points to close at 26,218 as Intel and Home Depot outperformed. The S&P 500 gained 0.2% and closed at 2873, notching a five-day winning streak as the materials and tech sectors led the way. The NASDAQ, meanwhile, advanced by 0.6% to finish at 7895. Chip makers, which are heavily affected by U.S.-China trade relations, led the tech sector higher today. But weaker-than-expected economic data kept gains in check. Growth in services fell more than expected in March and advanced at its slowest pace in more than 12 months. Also weighing on the markets today were some job numbers. Private payrolls increased by 129,000 in March. That's according to ADP and Moody Analytics. Now, that's well below an estimate of 173,000. The report from ADP and Moody's is typically seen as a preview for the U.S. government's monthly job report, which is scheduled for release on Friday morning. Gold was off $1.10 to end the day at $1,294.30 an ounce. Oil declined by 9 cents to $62.49 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note ticked up a bit, paying 2.52%. And when we come back, our guest is the incoming president of the American Marketing Association Iowa chapter, Kate Gabrielson. We're going to be talking marketing and business. What else would we talk about, right? Kate Gabrielson coming up next here on the Business News Hour.